All right, welcome back in. A fun day here on The Drive. We appreciate you stopping by with us, and we are right in training camp mode. Practice six, as a good day all the way around. As they've D'Amico talked about, good competition back and forth. The offense probably had its best day of camp. But Clint, since I've been there, having conversations with you, having conversations with others that have been out there each day, reading, seeing everything, Clint, to me, a name that keeps popping up that doesn't make a play a day, multiple plays, multiple things you hear, and you cannot miss him out there. And I think, Clint, he has been possibly the player of training camp thus far. And I wonder if you agree with me. To me, that's Kalen Bullock. Kalen Bullock, the safety, the young safety, shifted over to number two, and he looks strong in that number. Shifted over to number two. This is multiple days in a row where we've had to have conversations of that he either has picked off C.J. Stroud, or he either has nearly picked off C.J. Stroud, or he should have picked off C.J. Stroud, or he almost took off Cade Stover's head, or he's been at – Kalen Bullock has been the star to me of training camp, and it is, look out, this may be a serious season for him.
Without a doubt, there is no may have been to it, Ron. He is the best player in terms, not best player, but he is the player that's had the best camp, and it's not even remotely close. If you look at guys that have gone out there and have made plays above and beyond expectations, it's Kalen Bullock. I mean, they're not going to Derek Stingley for whatever reason. Kamari Lassiter hadn't really done much. He hadn't, not bad, but just hadn't made a bunch of plays. You look at Jalen Petrie, hadn't made a bunch of plays. C.J. Gardner-Johnson hasn't made a bunch of plays. They've made plays, but not a bunch. It seems like every time there's a bang-bang play right when the ball gets there and it dislodges the ball, or there's a should-have-been interception or a pass breakup or an interception, it is Kalen Bullock. And he's either roaming center field, he's rolling down and being sneaky on a backside safety, or today it looked like it was some kind of man coverage and he just ran the slant for, I believe it was Higgins, and took the interception. So, I don't even think it's close. I'm talking about the whole team. When it comes to guys that have we knew of and were already aware that they were good football players this level, like taking the next step and like guys that you have, if you go to Texans practice, you have to watch. It is absolutely Kalen Bullock, by the way. The general, John McClain, pulled me aside today and said, hey, man, it's Bullock. It's not Bullock. I said, okay, I got you, got you.
Well, sorry.
Bullock. It's definitely him, no doubt about it, brother.
No, it's been special. And Nick Caserio, and I would suggest you go and check out that interview he did with Payne and Pendergast. Nick Caserio talked about Kalen Bullock, his young safety, and what he's been able to do and his unique skill set that he has when the ball is in the air.
I think you can improve someone's hands and just actual catching of the football. A lot of times, at least from a defensive back perspective, their ability to track and judge and find the ball when it's in flight, especially with their back to the ball, isn't as natural. Going back to when we evaluated Kalen, like he was around the ball quite a bit at USC, and he was able to finish plays. So you have a lot of defensive backs you can categorize them as interceptors, where they actually finish the play and get their hands on the ball, and then you have some other ones who are more PBU or just more passes defense. But your actual hands, and a lot of it is hand strength, so you can work on that and the jugs, but then a lot of it is catching and running and moving, which I would say the best drill at the combine to kind of simulate this is the gauntlet drill, because you're running full speed, you're running through the football. That simulates more of what actually happens during the course of the games. But Kalen has shown the ability to find the ball, and a number of interceptions that he had last year were actually pretty difficult catches. You know, we feel that he's probably going to make more of those plays than he's not. Like to see him catch him, but there's plenty of things that you can do to improve just the actual catching of the football.
Clint, you talked about this yesterday with Jalen Noel and Cade Stover. The ball, he seems to always be around the ball, Right? He's seen, when it's in the air, he seems to get excellent reads. He seems to have a real knack for where the ball is going to be, and he seems to be around the football all the time. And I think there's a real chance because he's gonna play. And I mean, he had five last year. He's gonna play a lot more than he did last year, and he's gonna be trusted more, and he's gonna have more confidence in himself and what he's seeing. We're already seeing it in practice. He has, I don't know about you, it has appeared to me he has baited C.J. Stroud a couple of times. And getting there and either breaking up passes or picking them off, I think there's an outside chance that he could lead the league in interceptions. Like there's like that. I think that is absolutely on the table with how much he seems to get his hands on the football in the air.
Yeah, I mean, look, it wouldn't surprise me. There's obviously a knack for being around the ball, like we talked about, and then on top of that, you've got a pass rush that's going to force quarterbacks to throw the ball blindly at times. It's going to force quarterbacks to deal with a ton of chaos, and the recipient typically of that kind of pressure in the backfield, typically the benefactors, if you will, the ones that have crazy seasons, usually have a good defensive front in front of them. So. Yeah, I mean, I think the stars are aligning for Kalen Bullock or Kamari Lassiter or Derek Stingley Jr., any of those guys to have a career year. I think they're going to have plenty of opportunities, maybe Bullock more than anybody else because he is a safety. He moves around. He's got, you know, it might be the slot receiver. It might be a tight end. It might be deep middle of the field. It may be rolling down in the box and taking away the slant window or the in cut window so he can be in more places maybe. I could see where he could have a monster year. Yeah, he is at a spot in his career, Ron, where it's not about learning the defense. It's about learning the intricacies of the position. And like you said, the tendencies of the quarterbacks and the receivers, and he seems to be doing that at a high level.
Yeah. No, I just felt like we had to shout him out, man. He has been special every single day. He is making plays. Someone talked about, text in, Bullock has me forgetting about how bad I wanted Kyle Hamilton here. Different type of players, but I think both will be really effective safeties in the league. But no, he's got a chance to have a special, special season. By the way, how'd you guys you feel the public worked the bullying Luka Doncic into losing weight? Have you seen Luka?
The hell,
man's got skinny.
Yes, indeed, I saw it. He's he looks good, doesn't he?
He just I mean, they bullied that man into it. I mean, the whole public just bullied that man into. And again, this is quick, right? How fast did he do this? By the way, Luka, as he talked about his weight loss. He was asked about his weight loss. His comments were fat shaming works is what Luka said. So clearly Luka has been bullied into he has been bullied into losing. I this has been quick. That was May.
A lot quicker than you and Clint on Mondays for sure.
I wonder what the hell he's in there doing. That was
Well,
that
he's paying for it. He's in Hollywood, and he's paying for it.
He's one. In Hollywood. He's paying for it. And, Clint, I'm going to tell you
what. And it's his job.
No calories in hookah, though.
But let me tell you what. Because how quick he did it, I don't know, Clint, if he did it for himself. How quick he did it and how much everyone has bullied him. In it. Every time he turns on the TV, he is being told he's a fat ass. And that he is, and that his fat ass, even though he's been in 7 years, five times first team All-NBA and drug a team that had no business getting there to the finals. But he has been bullied into this thing. And now I wonder, Clint, that first time he plays in the fourth quarter and he still is getting blown by like he always has been and his stamina is not any different. He gonna turn back to that. He gonna turn back to them Coors.
Well, I was fixing to say he better win. He better win because he gets in all this shape, puts his work in to do it. It's not normal for him to do it. It's not habit yet. And if he doesn't play as well as he did when he was a little on the thicker side, he's gonna go back to being thicker, maybe even a couple pounds more. So you better hope it works.
He gonna turn back to them cigarettes. He gonna turn right back to them cigarettes. That hookah. That beer. He's going to go on back. What? What you think is the number one thing he had to fight to give up?
He hadn't been in the U.S. his whole life. Fast food.
Yeah, I would just say nightlife in general.
I was gonna say that's the beers, man. It's got to be. He is. You remember when they won the Western Conference Final, and Michael Finley took that beer out of his hand, and how pissed off he was when he came by and took that beer from him. That's what he stopped. He had to stop drinking them brewskis. I'm telling you, that's what he'll turn right back to. He'll get in there, he'll find his way to one of them C stores in L.A. and be like, to hell with this, man. I'll just start with a couple of tall boys. Probably that Eastern European beer he's drinking.